Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Celebrity Buzz.
Hey, Jimmy Carr, what a funny, funny man. He is coming to the WEC early next year and has just announced a second show. I love this guy.
I've been described as the hardest working man in comedy. Not that impressive, is it? The hardest working man in comedy. That's like being the best looking guy in the Burns unit.
And it is that kind of stuff where you're like going, you laugh at it, but you feel a bit guilty. It's a naughty laugh because you're like, did he just say that?
That's rough,
isn't
it?
That's so on PC, but that's what he does well.
I like that feeling of, without sounding like a pseudo-intellectual, cognitive dissonance. The idea that you can know something is wrong and find it hilariously funny in the same moment. There's something very revealing about that. There's something about, like, you're your true self when you're laughing. No one is faking it. Like, when you laugh, you show a side of yourself. And I think that's part of the joy of being in a live audience, that you're all in it together. And like, as a group, you feel like you really have something in common. It's a lovely atmosphere to work in. I'll be honest with you. My workplace is not bad.
I was surprised to discover when you had your exclusive chat with him over the weekend, Damien, that he's not just a comedian, he can sing too. Mm. And you asked if this was him.
I wish that heaven...
Ed Sheeran, of course. All right.
So yeah, I'm the backing track on this. I'll tell you where I kick in. That's me, Dan. That's me.
That's you.
You're singing the backing vocals.
How did you get on that? That's the Ed Sheeran song. I mean, you're a popular man. There's no doubt in that. But
I get on well with Ed. But more than that, one of my best friends in the world is a guy called Johnny McDade.
Oh yeah,
who's
Johnny,
a songwriter. He's in Snow Patrol and he writes a lot with Ed. He writes a lot with Pink as well. He's a huge songwriter, and he played me that song and it floored me.
Yeah,
it's a song about bereavement and it's a song about losing your mother. And he went, well, why don't you do the backing vocals on it? And I went, well, I'm not sure whether I'd be qualified for that. And he went, no, not at all. We've got auto tune.
Good old auto-tune. I love it.
We all use it.
Yeah, you
Let's
can turn anyone into a star. Because actually, I thought that was a female who was doing those backing tracks. So there you go. Auto-tune's
well,
amazing.
He does have a high voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, he does. Oh, when he does that laugh. Oh, good news is Jimmy is heading our way early next year. He's doing an Australian-New Zealand tour. And he's picked that time of year for a good reason.
I mean, my old joke about it is always, you know, if you're going to go from Europe to Australia, go in January. Because in Europe it's cold, wet, windy and awful. In Australia, every day is a MILF. 44 and bloody hot.
So true. Look, there was so much more to your chat with Jimmy Carr. I mean, below the surface, he's actually a pretty deep man.
Yeah.
He's very smart. He's very intelligent. And I gave some good life advice to you, Damien, which I would like to share with everyone else because I think it's pretty...
Really good.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jimmy Carr, one of the funniest men.
I told a joke the other day. I'll tell you. A grandfather turns around to his grandchild and says, hey, you kids, you're dependent on technology. And then the grandchild says, no, you old people are. And then disconnected his life support system. Now, I felt terrible about that. I said it on air. How do you deal with that? Or you just go, look, it's just a job.
That ain't nothing. Only one guy died. Barely... Come on. Nothing. If a young guy died, come back and talk to me. You'll be fine.
Now, your book, Before and Laughter. I love the book. It's fantastic. One of the things you talk about, which features in the book, is purpose. There's a lot of kids roaming around. They don't have any purpose. What would you say to them?
There's two great adventures in life, right? The first one is finding what you're going to do, and the second one is doing it. And everything we sort of talk to kids about is sort of the second bit. People are often talking about how they did what they did, but they never really talk about how they found what they were best at. And I talk a lot about edge.
Yeah.
I talk a lot about, you know, because everyone's got an edge, right? And your edge is what you do best. And that's distinct from what you do best in the world. Like, no one's the best at anything, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, what could you apply yourself to? What's the thing that you're... Because school teaches you all the wrong lessons, right?
Yeah.
School teaches you to be mediocre. There's 10 subjects you're doing exams on when you're 16.
Yeah.
And you're terrible at physics. Well, I'll tell you what the world doesn't need, more mediocre physicists. But if you're excellent at English, specialise. We live in a specialised economy, right?
Yeah.
Find the thing that you're good at. I'm good at dick jokes, right? I'm good at offensive humour.
Yeah.
So lean into that. I'm not even good at all comedy. I'm good at one bit of comedy, which is joke writing. That's the bit I'm good at. So I just lean into that and do that. And the more specialist you can be, and sometimes I think when you're in your 20s, you sort of think you need to find it. I think you just need to have like a direction, just a little bit of kind of, okay, well, I'm good at this type of thing.
Yeah.
I'll get what's a job that could fit within that. I don't know. I think we've slightly, like, I've got a whole rant in the book about careers advisors. I think they're the worst people in the world because they're careers advisors. So clearly they messed up.
Yeah.
Who's taking advice off them?
Yeah. Well, it's very true. And, you know, there's a lot of people, they've got something that they know they're good at, and they put it to one side because they think, oh, I could never make money at that. Oh, I'll forget about that and I'll just stick to the status quo. But I love it in the book. You really do kind of point out, hey, no, find out what it is and then get out there and pursue it.
Yeah, I think the 10,000 hours thing, I mean, I love Malcolm Gladwell's work, and Outliers was a great book. And, it, you know, that's the book that has the, well, what could you do for 10,000 hours? Because if you can do it for 10,000 hours, you'll be a genius.
Yeah.
Firstly, I think he's underestimated it by a factor of four. I think you're looking at 40,000 hours. But also, what would you want to do for 10,000 hours?
Yeah.
Like, for me, writing jokes and telling jokes, very happy to do that, you know, 3 hours a day, every day. Very happy. Or more.
Yeah.
Oh. The Beatles playing the guitar, pop music, whatever. What's your thing?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Jimmy Carr, that exclusive one-on-one with Damon. Look, there's much more to it, right? You guys chatted, what, 20 minutes or something?
I feel like we needed to give you your own show.
We had a really good chat.
He was a very generous interviewee.
He was. He gave lots. He was willing to chat. And by the way, it was, you know, like 1 o'clock in the morning for him when we were chatting.
Still going strong.
Still going strong.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Last week we were playing a game called Risk It for the Biscuit.
Mm. Yeah,
which was a
good game.
Bit of fun, all right. We were giving away biscuits and all the rest. And we got good biscuits.
Oh, they were great biscuits.
No, they were great biscuits. Anyway, there was a lady who called up Mel, and Mel wanted to play along. But as it turns out, Jade, you knew Mel.
Well, I'd met her. Remember we did Suburban Survivor where we got dropped in Randon's place at the Illawarra,
yeah.
And people from the Illawarra had to help us get back to the station.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she was one of the people that gave me a lift.
Oh.
And she's like, I've just come to the area. I found your station. I love Wave FM. When I heard that you were going to be out this morning, she goes, I hopped in my car and I'm like, I'm picking her up. And she was actually on her way to the gym because she was about to get married. And so when she rang through and went, Jade, remember me? I picked you up. I was getting married. I was like, how was the wedding? And then when she told me what happened at the wedding, I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to get you back on the radio because the way that your wedding ended up, you're just like going, oh my God, this is like the day from, well, not heaven, kind of the day from hell.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Mel, get back on. We want to talk to you on the radio. So she's with us now. Mel, tell us what went down at your nuptials.
So I was getting married at Panorama House on the 25th of March.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was bucketing down, like you wouldn't believe. You could barely see the actual venue.
Okay.
And it was a great day. Everything went to plan, so we thought. And my maid of honour gave us a really amazing speech and talked about how she's been there for me through thick and thin, even when I dislocated my knee back when I was in primary school, which was 19 years earlier.
Yeah.
And then I decided that it'd be a good idea to do the cha-cha slide on a rainy day. And I've gone to slide to the right, and my knees decided to slide further to the right and ended up on the side of my leg.
Wow, so,
okay.
So 19 years later, you did dislocate it again and all the way around.
Straight to hospital then? Or did you drink some alcohol, numb the pain for a while and then go?
No, I only just started to get on to the drinks. And lucky the ambulance had the better stuff. They gave me that green whistle, which is an absolute delight.
Nice.
And I wake up in an ambulance. I arrived in a limousine and I left in an ambulance, my wedding dress.
Beautiful. And you spent the wedding night on a gurney in your wedding dress at the emergency department.
Correct. I did.
How romantic.
Wow.
I came out with 1.5 limbs.
Wow, that is full on. That is a full on. Why were you doing the cha-cha? I mean, have you got experience with this cha-cha slide?
So, I don't know why, but my family and I, we just love, like, the cha-cha slide, the nut bush and all of that. We're just a typical bunch of Italian ladies that just have to do it. So we thought it would be a good idea.
Well, there you go.
It's all fun and games till someone dislocates a knee.
That's exactly it. Well, Mel, look, it's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
And we thank you for your call.
It makes for a memorable wedding night, doesn't it?
Rememberable for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah. Any excuse for me to play. Cha-cha slide.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Double or nothing.
Here we go.
It's a very special kids edition of Double or Nothing this week because obviously the kids are going back to school.
That's right.
This morning, all the way from Albion Park, we've got Grace. Hello, Grace.
Hi.
Hey, Grace, how old are you?
Nine.
Nine.
What school do you go to, Grace?
Mount Terry
Public School. Good school.
Nice.
Are you excited to be heading back after school holidays?
Yep.
Fab.
Okay. All right. Now, are you a little bit nervous or you just want to get on with it and let's just get the game going?
I'm a bit nervous.
Ah, well, you've got nothing to be nervous about. These questions are nice and easy. Jade is really good at asking the questions. So, look, here's the way it works, Grace. All you've got 5 seconds for each question, okay? And then when you get them right, and I know you will, then you can double it up and try and get more and more money, yeah, to spend at school.
Or put in the bank.
Or to put in the bank.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Grace, first question, this is worth $50. So if you freeze water, what do you get?
Ice.
Hey. Oh, well done, that's Grace. Right. Wow, no messing around there. Okay, Grace, that is $50. Now, that's a lot of money. Do you want to try and risk the $50 and win $100?
Yes, please.
You do?
Okay. Question number two, Grace. What is 10 times 10?
100.
It is 100. You're quick off the mark, Grace.
Oh, Grace. I tell you, that's 100, and you've just won $100. Okay. Now, have you got anybody there in the background? Anyone helping you out in the background?
No.
No, you're all by yourself. All right. Well, look, you're doing...
My mom and my
opa,
they haven't helped me, but I'm doing my best to try and answer them myself.
You are doing awesome.
And as you should.
That is awesome. That is really, really cool. Okay, so look, you've won $100. Do you want to risk it and try and win $200?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Question number three. What is the colour of an emerald?
Green.
Oh, Grace.
Oh, Grace.
You are awesome.
$200.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, what would you buy with $200, Grace?
I don't know.
Lollies. I would buy lollies, Grace.
Good investment. So you
know. Yeah, lollies all the way. All right, Grace, you've won $200. Do you want to try and win $400? But the thing is, if you get it wrong, you lose it all, okay? So you've got $200. Do you want to try for $400?
No.
You would like to take the $200?
Yeah.
Well, you sure? Just want to check. Going once, going twice.
Well, Grace is going to lock that in.
Grace, that's it.
I'd love to know, though, how Grace would go with question four.
Oh, you're going to do this. Okay, well, look, we're going to ask you the next question, but you don't win anything for it. So you've won $200. Well done, Grace. That is absolutely awesome. Okay, but if you had gone on... This is the question you would have got.
Who has a scar on his forehead shaped like a lightning bolt?
What?
Who has a scar on his forehead shaped like a lightning bolt?
I think it's Harry Potter.
It was Harry Potter. Who cares about Harry Potter? Grace, you've got $200.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
Well done.
$200 when you're 9 years old is like $2,000 when you're an adult.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
lots of money. You think of all the lollies you can get that, Grace. I mean, you can get so many delicious lollies.
And her
mum's
in the background going, no, she's going to need lollies.
That's what I would get, Grace. Anyway, that's just a suggestion. Grace, well done.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations, Grace. Just hang on there. We'll get all of your details before you head off back to school today after the school holidays there at what? Mount Terry Public School.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jim Owen is on his way back. Yes, he's coming back to IPAC. Two shows this Saturday. So let's play a game. Welcome back, Jim Owen to the Illawarra.
Welcome back.
I've got four artists for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Four dearly departeds. Four deceased artists.
Okay.
I need you to give me a good, valid reason, good, valid argument, Jade and Damien, as to which one of the four you would bring back.
Ooh, okay.
Now, all right. Illawarra, you can chip in on this, 4275-1965. If you join the conversation, we will give you tickets to see Jim Owen
this Saturday.
All right. Okay. So we've got four artists, all dearly departed. First up.
Freddie Mercury. It's going to be hard to beat this guy.
Yes.
Okay. Who else you got?
Michael Hutchence in excess.
Oh, he's good as well. Yeah. Or he was good, sorry. All right, very good as well.
The Paisley one himself, Prince.
All right. I've never a fan. Yeah. No disrespect to him. But that's all right.
What about George? George Michael.
Ooh, I like George. George is good.
Okay.
I need you guys to really go into bat with a compelling argument as to which one of these four we should bring back. They should get a second crack at life.
Who do you want, Jed?
Well, I think Mercury. I'm going to have a think on it.
Michael Hutchence.
Yeah.
Prince. George Michael.
That's tough.
I'm sensing you're good to go.
Well, you know what? I was going to go Freddie because I think Freddie was outstanding. But I know you like Freddie. So
I do.
You were even born the day one of their songs came out
Yeah, Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, so because of that, I'm going to go Prince.
Mm.
And the reason why I'm going to go Prince is because I was never a fan.
Oh.
I was never a fan. And I want an opportunity
for him to redeem himself,
to become a fan. Nice. I think. For me to become a fan, he would need to be back in the world. You know, I'd like to see what else he has next because, I mean, when Doves Cry, that was a moment. But after that, there was obviously the Batman movie, which wasn't one of his finest moments. He did the soundtrack for that, and there are some naff songs.
Okay.
There's no doubt in it. But he had some hits. He had some classics. And, I think if he came back, he could convert me to becoming a fan.
Okay. That's your pitch.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We've identified four dearly departed superstars. Absolute megastars. Illawarra, you can need to chip in this morning on 4275-1965 because Jim Owen is coming back to IPAC this weekend.
Is.
Two shows on Saturday. Which of these would you like to bring back? First up, Freddie. Stop me now. Michael Hutchence.
Very good.
Both great performers.
Yep.
The Paisley one, Prince. And George. George Michael.
Very good.
Damo's already opened the batting, gone in really strong on Prince.
Look, my view on Prince was I was never much of a fan of Prince.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to bring him back to be won over.
you're giving him a second chance at life, aren't you? You're like God going, well, you stuffed it up the first time round. Go back and see if you can make Damien Leith a fan.
Yeah, that's actually essentially it, really. What more can I say? That really is it. Because, I mean, I liked all the others. All the others were awesome. So, but you know, I think there's an opportunity here.
For Prince to evolve into a better singer.
You know. Sorry to all the Prince fans out there. I mean, it was obviously, look, they're all wonderful. They're all wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough one.
I mean, we have to fight for someone.
Yeah. You do.
So there you go.
Tough collective there this morning. All right, 4275 1965. Janet from Albion Park has given us a buzz. Janet, who you bringing back?
Freddie Mercury, I reckon, because he's a bit of an icon, and I'd love to go to see him again in Live Aid.
Oh, wait, so you have seen him before? You saw him performing?
No.
So you would like
I'd
to
love for him to perform again so I could see him.
Well, I'd like to put him up against Rami Malek and show that Rami Malek looks nothing like him.
Oh, he does look nothing like him. But I think he's one of those. He's definitely like an iconic singer and he's like an amazing performer, because we watch a lot of the YouTube videos and you just think, oh, it's one of those people that you wish you'd seen live.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
For sure.
And he died young too, only 45. So I'm with you. It was a close one between Michael Hutchence and Freddie Mercury, because I actually was thinking for both of the same thing. Like, Michael Hutchence was only 37, so like, that's younger than us.
37.
When he passed away, and what charisma he had on stage. And I don't think they've ever been able to replace him, but then Freddie Mercury's like that, but another level up. There's never going to be another Freddie Mercury. You can't replace him. Yeah. No matter what front man you put in front of the band, it's not the same.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Well, Jack, thank you for chipping in. You'd like to bring Freddie back, and we are bringing, along with IPAC, bringing Jim Owen back. Jim will be at IPAC for two shows this Saturday, and you've got tickets to go along for a good old laugh, all right?
Thank you so much.
There you go. As easy as that.
So easy. And look, Jim Owen can sing too.
Thank you.
Jim Owen's got a fine voice. I don't know if he's at Freddie Mercury level.
But
he's a good singer all the same.
All right. There we go. It's a new game called Welcome Back. Yeah, we liking that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll give it a crack tomorrow. Got more tickets to Jim Owen.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.